everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Light Ship. And again, we're here to do some wonderful healings with you. So just kind of sit back and relax. The light beings do this all for you. It's not like earth-based healings where you have to maybe project a thought out and kind of work with it and also regurgitate your problems, etc. They just see you as far as your spiritual blueprint and work with you. And they do communicate with you through your consciousness, so you can always request healings, and they will do what they can to help you. So people ask me how the healings work, and I guess the main question is people online sometimes feel like they have not received a healing, and yet they see other people getting them all the time. So what happens is it's the densities that you have inside of your body that actually causes the problems. Remember, your body is made up of your ancestors, and you're clearing through all the beliefs that they have had throughout their lifetimes, which is, you know, quite a few of these, and maybe hundreds if not thousands of them that actually created your body and transformed it from lifetime to lifetime. And so as issues come up in this lifetime, it's caused by their thinking processes, and your body naturally wants to heal itself. And so some people, it's very, very easy to heal because these densities may have been already released from you from the past, and maybe it just came up, and it's a very simple process now to release. And some other people may have more difficulties and have more issues, and this is why the healings may work with some people very easily and not with others. The other reason is that maybe that person getting the healing is maybe more in their body. And so there's a lot that ties into this here. Remember, your spirit is what actually heals you. And if you don't have enough spirit energy with you, you will not be able to have the healing. As far as you wanting to accept it and desiring it, that's just in your mind. And everybody would naturally like to have a healing transformed on them. But how much are you actually in your body? Your mind does not control your healing. It can a little bit, but basically your thoughts created the healing, and so your thoughts need to be dissolved into wholeness in order to undo that process. And your spirit is the active portion in this. So if you're only 20% in the body, the most you could probably ever expect is a 20% healing. Although if you are 20% in your body, maybe it'll take you a year to have the healing, where if you're in your body 100%, it may only take maybe a few moments. And then you have entities, and the entities are what prevent the healings from taking place too, because they take away your spiritual energy. And so this is why this whole show is about regaining your spiritual identity of who you are, to become more into your body, fully present with your spirit. And this is what we do here, is help you to do that. I get a lot of comments from people who are very grateful because they're actually more in their body than what they were maybe months ago. And they know that. They can feel that. Their friends tell them that they look brighter. They're more conscious. And so, although to the average person, you may not really understand this or recognize how far you have moved yourself along the spiritual road of say, oneness with yourself. So what we're going to first do is an entity clearing. And I think what we'll do is people have requested, too, to have the entity clearing water. So I'd like everybody to get up, and in the next 5 minutes, we will have some entity clearing water that you can drink. So get maybe 8 ounces, 12 ounces, whatever, you know, feels right to you, a glass of water. And this water glass will only work for today and probably tomorrow, but mainly just today. So you cannot hoard it and keep it for maybe a week or whatever. It's designed to work right now in this present moment. So get your water containers. Just get up and walk around and do that right now. And what I'm going to do now is do a basic entity clearing. And this will still work even though you're not, you know, in front of your computer. You're already connected to the light ship and the light beings. And when you come back, I'd like you to scroll down on your monitor screen. If you're brand new to the program, go to Creation Light Ship Healing and click on it, and then scroll down beneath the blinking flower, and you're going to be able to see this beautiful light being on your monitor. And then what we're going to do is activate her in probably a few minutes here for the water charging. So we're taking away entities now, working with the bottom of your feet, and going to work up to your hip joints. Here we go. And now we're concentrating on ankles, knees, and hip joints right now. So if you have any concerns there, just kind of ask inside of your head, through your thoughts of your body, and the light beings will help you as much as they can right now to release this energy of entities that are there, taking away your healing properties. And now we're going to be working with our internal organs, so from the waist on up to our shoulders here. Again, if you have any concerns, request healing. And these entities will be released here. Next, we're going down your arms, shoulders, arms, elbows, wrists, fingers, fingernails. And these entities are also being released. Remember, these are there, and they're blocking your healing. They're stopping it because they're taking the energy of healing that your spirit's being directed to those areas, and they just take it right up to live on. So this is why you don't want to have entities with you. Plus, they can also come into your awakening consciousness and bring you their lifetime addictions and their lifetime experiences and make you perform the way they want you to perform. So you're like the marionette and the puppet, which is the entities. No, you're actually the puppet, and the marionette are the entities running your body. Okay, now we're going to our neck and our head. Again, request healing. And we're taking away these entities right now. And yes, I am on YouTube. Thank you, Annika. I do sample healings there, and there's some workshops, segments of those there also. And we're having a special evening tomorrow night, which is Tuesday at 5:30 my time, Pacific Standard Time, an hour and a half from now. And it'll be a question and answer time for people to come on. And if you get a pencil and paper, I'll give you the phone number in a little bit here. And also enter it on the fast chat here. For those of you who are ready, it's 646-519-5800. And they'll ask for a PIN number that'll be prompted, and that's 5303. And you can just come on and maybe explain your and share your healings that you've had on the light ship, and also you can ask questions. Okay, we're now going to bring more of you back into your body. And this is your spirit entering you. It's being collected wherever it went to, being cleansed and purified, and you're coming in right now. So I'll count to 10 to command the energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, coming in stronger. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, and again, kind of just sit back and relax. Sample your body energy and just see how it feels to be with your spirit. And communicate. And we'll do a chakra alignment next year. probably have your entity water. So let's do that first here. So get this glass of water and put it in front of you. And put one hand on each side of it. And we're going to energize the light beam right now to help facilitate this healing. So you should have her in front of you. If you just came on the show, click on Creation Lightship Healing. You can pick today's date, which is Monday at 4 o'clock. Click on that, scroll down, and you want to move down about an inch or so on your scroll bar, and you're going to see her underneath the blinking flower. And right now we're putting some energy into this here from the lightship. This is a photograph that someone saw, or actually drew, I shouldn't say photograph, but it's a picture. And you're going to start seeing her life force energy come into this picture. Your eyes will become brighter. You might feel a calmness move into your room. The rays around her body there will also change a little bit in colors. There we go. She's getting fully energized right now. So you probably will start feeling the heart connection from her. Lightship only works heart to heart. They don't work with the mind energy. The mind energy was not created by them. And much like the emotional energies, which is an earth-based energy. So the lightship only works with light energy. And these denser energies were not created by the light. And that's including the mind energy. So if it's not in the present moment, in the now, it's not of the light. So here we go. Hold the glass of water in front of you. And you're going to start to feel the beautiful light transmissions going into your heart center, moving down your arms into your fingertips. And this water is designed to help you release entities out of your life. Remember, your body is probably, what, about 80% water. And so once you drink this here, it will have an effect to have them leave you in a sense. So here we go. And I'll count to 10, and at 10, the water will be fully charged up for you. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And right now you could take a sip of your water if you like, or drink all that you want. And I'll put some music on. I want you to kind of feel how this water is working in your body right now. This is so you can have a mental note and just see how these healings are working for you. It's very important to actually show your mind of your body that these are working so that you can accept more of a healing and kind of believe it. And the whole process is, in a sense, belief in this lifetime, because there's so many invisible energies out there that it's hard to detect which ones are good for you. This is why you always want to go to your heart center first and connect with your spirit. Chakra alignment for everybody. So again, sit back and relax, and here we go. Going to your heart center, repositioning that in your body. There we go. Throat chakra, third eye, power chakra, second chakra, and first chakra. Going to do an opening for everyone. We'll go body width. And here we go. Just sit back and take note of the energies around your heart area. Then we'll go up to the throat and the third eye and just see if you can feel the energy expand inside of your body here. These are invisible bodies that are being enhanced right now. And you may feel the physical effect of the invisible bodies that make up your physical body during this process. So here we go. Heart chakra. Spin, 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 open. Throat chakra, spin, 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 open. And third eye. Spin, open. Moving down now to your solar plex area, third chakra. Spin, open. And one more time here. Solar plexus, spin, open. Great. Second chakra, spin, open. First chakra, spin, open. Now we're going to do the heart to mind drop, and this you can do yourself. It's very simple. Think of an elevator. Your conscious mind is on the 10th floor of the elevator. We'll just call that your forehead. This is your awakening consciousness, your mental body. We're going to drop that down into your heart. Remember, this has to surrender. It's a separate body that you could call it your ego self that needs to connect to your heart to hear your spirit talking. Otherwise, you're always, say, in your head, and you lose your spiritual guidance because it's not inside of your head. It's always in your heart. So here we go, dropping down. And you may want to actually feel the energy moving in your body as this invisible mental body drops down. Here we go. Dropping down from the 10th floor to the 9th, to the 8th, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And I'll just put some more music on so you can enjoy connecting with your spirit. Ask for guidance. You should feel like your head is sort of in your heart when you start to think. This is, you know, you're used to having your mind in your head. Now it should feel like your head dropped down. And again, connect with your spirit. Ask for guidance. Next, what we're going to do is disconnect you from people in your life in the last week. So I'd like you just to think of some people that maybe pushed your buttons, we'll say, and kind of think of them being in front of you. And this could be more than one person. I wouldn't typically, you know, think of maybe 100 of them, just maybe, you know, a couple of maybe 2-3. And here we go. We're going to take the energies that they gave to you and release them from you. So sixth chakra, released, fifth released, fourth released, third released, second released, and first released. Okay, so that was, say, 7 days ago. We'll go 6 days. And sixth released, fifth released, fourth, third, second, first, and 5 days ago. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared, 4 days. 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared, 3 days. 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared, 2 days ago. 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. Some heavy energy on that one. I'm starting to yawn, so let's do another one here. 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared, and again. 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. Wow. Huh. If you had a negative person, you might want to connect with me. Wow, this is pretty heavy. Next, yesterday. 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared, and today. 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. And now we're going to do the same process. This is energy that you gave the people, and it's probably without you even realizing it. Putting out psychic connections to people, which is under the auspice of mind control, which we don't want to do. We want to stay in our hearts. Your heart will never put out an energy connection to someone. It's always love energy. It doesn't need to do that. Or the mind loves to do this to invade people's energy systems. So here we go. This is the energy coming back to you. And it'll be cleaned up just like the other one was, so it's perfectly pure for you. You don't want to give anybody your stuff, and you don't want them to give you their stuff. So here we go. 7 days ago, 6th chakra cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. 6 days ago, 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. 5 days ago, 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. 4 days ago, 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. 3 days ago, 6th cleared. Oh boy. Here we go. Somebody quartered someone. 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. 2 days ago, 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. 1 day ago, 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. And today, 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. There. So I do this clearing for your whole lifetime if you're interested. I do a cord and release. And this could be under the auspice of doing a chakra clearing for you. It takes away these energies. And remember, if someone connected with you when you're 3 years of age, they're probably still connected. So it takes away your life force energy. And you can at times even be doing, I hate to use this word, but the New Age talk will just say they're life lessons. And you're probably going, oh, ick. Okay, so... anyway, this is how it works. Remember, energy just travels freely around, and if it connects and can get distributed in you, and then you think it's your stuff. And the whole thing is to free yourself of everybody's stuff to be able to have your body heal. This is what you're doing with all the clearings that I'm doing right now, especially the emotional clearing. And we have Chris on, who had a clearing, I think, a couple days ago. And Chris is maybe younger than most people. On the line here, I normally work with people who are, I'll say, over maybe 40, 50, 60, and he's 19, so he had a wonderful emotional clearing, and he seemed that he likes it, so that's wonderful. So it's nice to have the younger people coming forth, because it can really change your life dramatically, especially when you're starting to get off on your own, getting out of school, going into the workplace, so you can get a lot of creativity that way. And this is good for anybody. Like I say, if you have any children or grandchildren, the emotional clearing is just wonderful for them. So here we go. We're going to do another clearing, and we're going to do a planetary release. And like I mentioned before, there's hundreds of planets that kind of invaded your energetic system. Obviously, we know of a few of those. You know, you have an astrological chart, your natal chart, and that's definitely mind control, telling you how a planet is going to affect your life. And you look at that and you go, wow, I'm really controlled that way, aren't I? And so it's very, very obvious. The dark side comes forth with these energies, and this is one of the more blatant ones. And once you realize that, you wonder, geez, that's pretty awful. And yet it's talked about all the time, but nobody typically gets a clue of what's really happening to them. It just seems to be just like, you know, having, you know, a glass of water every day. You know, it's in your energetic system completely. So I clear away these energies so that you can be free of these negative cordings and connections that these planets that are seen, and also much more of them are probably unseen to us. And this is the dark side energy is taking away your life force energy against your free will. And the free will that I'm talking about is what the light gave your spirit initially. Remember, we're on a prison planet here, and this prison planet is not very nice to us. So here we go. We're going to work with 10 planets here. So what I normally do is have people think of a physical problem that they're dealing with, or even maybe a situation. And remember, this is mind control energy, and the same energy is being taught in New Age metaphysics about having your thoughts controlling your reality. This is also mind control, the same auspice here. So once you realize that, you may want to backpedal out of that type of situation if you're happen to be going to a New Age church and they're teaching you about mind control, how you can think your thoughts and have it control your reality. It's very, very negative because someone else is losing on that aspect. It's not heart energy by the long way. So the main thing is you want to be in your heart, and the heart does not control anything, where mind control is definitely that. Here we go. So we're taking away the mind control of 10 planets here. So think of a physical problem that you're dealing with. It could be an illness. It could be an addiction or anything. Remember, these things are very, very sneaky, just like energy cordings that we just got through releasing from you of a consciousness that's being perpetrated upon you. So here we go, against your free will. So the first planet, we'll call it number 10, and just focus on that energy. So here it goes, cleared, taken away, 9 planets released from you, 8 planets released, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Some people might have maybe a heightened awareness right now, maybe a little more mental clarity. You may have felt part of your body actually go through a sensation of feeling warm as you get more healing energy coming to you. Maybe some pain left you. Maybe you're able to be more balanced. Maybe you can stand up easier. So just kind of walk around right now and take a mental note and a physical note of how you're actually feeling right now. Because these healings definitely do work. And so far I went through with one person, I believe, 800 planets so far. So it's quite something where the dark side has brought their energies on us against our free will. What I'd like to do is to have you all go to the light beam picture again, and also if you like and prefer to have the light ship insignia in front, that will work also. And what we're going to do is bring in the male energies from the light ship, the doctors. And they'll come in a group of three. And you're going to feel a lot of energy coming into your room. And what I want you to do then is to ask for your own particular healing. And here we go. I'm going to turn my paper over here. And here they come in. So they come in percentages here. So we'll go up to 1% as they're coming in. So here they come. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, they're here at 1% and start to feel the energy. We'll bring them in again a little stronger at 2%. Here they come, stronger, 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 stronger. Okay, now we'll go to 3%. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, 4%. And you probably, if you're sensitive, you're going to feel your body probably buzzing right now. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Here we go, 5%. Stronger, 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 and stronger, 6%. Stronger, 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 stronger. That feels great. 7%. Stronger, 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 and stronger. That's good. 8%. May feel your body heating up, might be tingling. As for healings, stronger, 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 great, and 9%. Stronger, 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 and we'll go to 10% and allow you just to sit back and relax and feel this wonderful energy. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. And we'll see you back maybe in a minute or two here. Just request your healings. I want to put your hand in an area that needs healing. Some people like doing that. Ask these beautiful light beings to help you in your healing process. Thank you. Okay, and bring the light beams in even stronger now. This will be a wonderful experience. So here they come. And distract yourself into your seat, basically, as they come in with the real high-frequency energies for healing. So this is 11%. Stronger, 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 and stronger. 12%. Stronger, 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 and stronger. 13%. Stronger, 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 and stronger. 14%. Stronger, 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 and stronger. We'll just go to 15 here. Here they come. Stronger, 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 and stronger. So if you're really sensitive, you might feel like you're sort of like levitating. This energy is very high frequency. You may feel like all the problems have left you in the world right now. You may feel very, very relaxed. So again, request your healings. And whether you feel it or not, it is working. Also for a mental clearing. We'll do that right now. And this clearing is kind of like defragmenting your home computer. It'll give you a little clearer thought, kind of get rid of the mind clutter, static sometimes, noise inside of your head. So here we go. We're going to go back. I'll go back 1 month. We'll do 4 weeks at a time here. So 4 weeks ago, sixth chakra cleared. This is a mental clearing. Fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And we're going to 3 weeks ago. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 2 weeks ago. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 1 week ago. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And today. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, and first cleared. Okay, we had a request for, I can only do one of these with the time permitting, so if you'd like to get a glass of water, and I think we'll do a mouthwash for everybody. So again, get a glass of water here, and again, it will last for today and tomorrow, and put it in front of you. I'll just put some energy here coming into the light beam for this here. So we have all these male doctors with us. This will be a wonderful experience. If they're coming in, and we're going to bring some female energies in also right now. So you should feel the energies actually shift a little bit in your room. When they come in, believe me, the entities are out of there. So you shouldn't have any entities in your room. It's like having a regular clearing of your room, of your house, maybe even of your complete yard. A lot of people, when I do the one-hour conference calls, they bring up their whole house and yard with it, and they get a lot of flowers in the yard that actually are larger and more colorful than anybody else's on their block, or probably even in the whole town that they live in. And also animals show up. A lot of birds will show up. I've had that quite often. People will tell me that they'll kind of perch by the windows. So, it's, and then dogs and cats love to go up on the light ship also. So if you haven't been on the one-hour conference call that I have Mondays and Fridays, you're really missing out. It's only $20 per night, and I would highly recommend coming on it, and they do physical healings with you. And here we go. Should have your glass of water, and again, put one hand on each side of it. And this is for mouthwash, and it will last for today and tomorrow. And they're starting right now. I'll count to 10, and at 10 it'll be done. And then just put the glass of water aside, because you probably don't want to ingest it at this present moment here. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. And 10. Okay, let me kind of read the fast chat here momentarily. Got some thanks here for emotional healings. Says, Ron, I've never felt so great since I did the emotional clearing. It's like I'm more in control of myself. Yeah, that's what happens. Your past is released from you, and you're able to move forward in your life. What I charge for that is $5 times your age. And it's a wonderful gift to give to young children, too, who've had a rough time growing up, and also even parents and grandparents. I can do anybody on the planet here once I connect with them. The light ship doesn't discriminate or need to ask their permission, because the light ship created you. And they bring up all of your spiritual bodies and templates and do the healing. And what can we do next here? I'll do a sample here of a clearing, and we're going to do a parallel life sample here. Again, this is another clearing that the dark side has brought to us here. We think that sometimes this clearing, or not the clearing itself, but the situations involved in the clearing of the parallel lives are strictly our past lives. So we're actually maybe getting visions of a life that we're leading right now some other place. So the dark side has done to us And thanks to the Galactic Federation for allowing them to come in here and take away our energies, is bring in us into a lifetime that we don't belong in. And they create artificial intelligent bodies. They create artificial Earths. And so you can be walking along just like you are now, living a life somewhere else in a body that's engineered of non-light. But your spirit goes into these. It's kind of very disconcerting, but what happens is if you bring back an illness from one of those lifetimes, maybe you could have hundreds, maybe even thousands of them, and you can bring them into this lifetime right now and have a physical problem because of what happened somewhere else. So again, it's energy, and you have to get rid of the energy. So here we go. I'm going to release you out of 10 of these parallel lives here, and then also I'm sure that entities can body hop too from there to here, so that makes it even worse. I won't even go into that one. So here we go. Think of a problem that you're dealing with. physical, emotional, mental, whatever the problem would be in your life, an addiction. And we're going to take you out of that lifetime that pertains to that. So here we go. 10th one released, 9 released, 7, 8 released, 7 released, 6 released, 5 released, 4 released, 3rd released, 2nd, 2, and you're out of those lifetimes right now. So I'll let you experience that. Again, sit back and relax and just see how your body is responding to the healing. And Cindy says that her kitty is calm and purring. That's nice. Cats love to come on these calls. They come right over to their owners normally and just start purring very loudly. It's very nice. Do just one other sample clearing. Remember, I do these clearings for your whole lifetime and also for past lives. I'm going to do a clearing for the first maybe, I'll just say 4 years of your life here on this planet. So from when you were initially born and going up 4 years here. So here we go. This clearing is going to take away and help you with your control of your mother's energy. Mother is imprinting on you, her thoughts, her wishes, her desires. In theory, it's how she wanted to live her life through you. So I do this with your whole lifetime, with your mother and your father. I can also do, if you want to go further, I can do it with grandparents also, and maybe even like school teachers or your mentors around you. Here we go. This is from the age of 4. So 6th chakra cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared, and step-parents also. Age 3, 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. Age 2, 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. and age 1. 6 cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. And we'll do typically the last month of the pregnancy, okay? Whatever that would be. Some people are carried longer than others or less time. So we'll do that, whatever that is for you. This could be a lot of anxiety, too, from the mother. 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, and 1st. That was a big one. There we go. So I hope that's helped all of you. I do mini clearings. We're putting some new ones up on the website. Probably be up hopefully within the next couple of weeks here, so you can actually read about them and see what else is new. What we're going to do one more here. I'm going to do the feeling body. A lot of people live in their feelings. This, again, is a sample. And when I do your whole lifetime, I start at your current age and go back to conception. So feeling body sample, 6th chakra cleared, 5th cleared. We're going back, let's go back 1 week from now. So we'll do day by day. So 7 days ago, 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared, 6 days ago. 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. 5 days, 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. 4 days, 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. 3 days, 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. 2 days, 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. And yesterday, 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. And today, 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, and 1st cleared. There we go. So we're having a special phone call tomorrow night, which I mentioned previously. It's a Q&A time, question and answer time for the light shift, and it's for people to share their healing experiences. And hopefully we'll have a lot of people online who wish to find out more about the light shift and also maybe to ask questions to other people who are on the line about how they had their healings and maybe how many times it took, how they felt after each one of maybe the clearings that I do for people. So there's many things that can happen, and we'll just let it flow the way it normally would. The phone number for that, if you're ready to write, it's also on the fast chat, at the very end of the fast chat here. And it's 646-519-5800, 646-519-5800, and the PIN number is 5303, and the call starts at 5:30 Pacific Standard Time. So just come on, and we'll probably have a wonderful evening tomorrow night. And I guess I'll be saying blessings to all of you. And we do water charging if you're interested, too, having water for each day of the week. The cost for that is $60, and we do those sessions on Wednesdays. So blessings to all of you, and we'll see you on BBS again this coming Wednesday at 7 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. Bye, everyone.